is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go to Portland, Oregon. Jeff, you traveled to Portland last summer, is my memory. And at the time, you reported to me that you were shocked to see the homeless overwhelming downtown Portland. As I recall, there was one famous donut shop that had the homeless in front. But now the reports are that it's gotten worse. What's happened? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. This is a problem that's afflicting cities up and down the West Coast. Certainly the larger cities are feeling it very hard. And it's even moving out to smaller cities into the suburbs. And I saw that in Portland as well, where it was just everywhere. It wasn't just in the downtown central area. It had moved out to the suburbs as well. But this is a problem where you saw people not just in front of retail establishments, but camping on residences and parking lots, anywhere they could get a foothold, so to speak. It's gotten to the point, it's gotten so bad that it's driving businesses and residents out. We're going to see money leaving the treasuries there for the city and the state because folks just can't take it anymore. And you do have businesses like Voodoo Donuts, which were having to fend off these people. You have other businesses which just put their arms up in the air and said, that's it, we quit, we're not going to deal with it anymore. Just this week, REI, which is a very well-known outdoors supplier, sports supplier, retailer, decided they're going to pull out from there. And this is just one of many. I could kind of go down a grocery list of stores and retail establishments that have either been hit hard this past week or decided they're just pulling up stakes and leaving because they can't take anymore. I mean, even Shake Shack, which was going to open a franchise there in the Portland area, they haven't even opened yet, and they've already been hit so many times that they're rethinking things or actually may pull out altogether, because if they can't even open because their place is being robbed, looted, destroyed, what good is it? And this is going on and on. And I'll just give one more example. There's a park in Portland called O'Brien Square. Very famous. It was very beautiful. It was, created several decades ago. I don't know the exact date, but it was a place where families gathered and people gathered for recreation. And during the workday, businessmen would have their lunches there. It was just a beautiful place. There was a real crown jewel of Portland. Well, it's become overrun with homeless as well. There's a lot of crime there, a lot of, rampant drug use and substance abuse. So now they're basically going to level it, turn it into just an open field. We'll see where it goes from there. But this is, again, one of those problems that's become endemic in places like Portland, San Francisco, L.A., you name it, as the situation's gotten out of hand.
My list includes a pizza chain called Hot Lips has gone. Walmart's has gone. Cracker Barrel is gone. A chain called REI was vandalized so often, it's leaving. What is REI?
REI is Recreational Equipment Incorporated. It's a co-op. It's a chain of, they tend to be a little higher end sporting goods outfitters, but very much in keeping with the Pacific Northwest. You see them up and down the West Coast, at least that part of the West Coast, climbing gear, hiking, backpacking, water sports. It's a place where, you buy things that you use in the mountains and the hills and the rivers and streams around the Portland area. It's a place that seems to kind of embody the spirit of the Pacific Northwest. But they can't keep dealing with this anymore.
Portland, we go to Sacramento. News from KTLA, LA. California lawmakers have introduced a bill that aims to crack down on repeat offenders of organized retail crime. The bill, formerly known as AB 1708, will either allow a felony or misdemeanor charge for anyone who has two or more convictions for theft-related offenses. Jeff, this is law enforcement. Sacramento is passing a bill to enforce the law. It sounds a little despairing, especially that bit about organized retail crime. So if you're a homeless camper and you break into REI to get a better tent, you're not organized. Is that correct?
That would be correct. Yeah. What we're seeing day after day, you see it in the news, you see it in online, are these groups of people coming into stores, a CVS store, Walmart, you name it, and they know what they're looking for. They know what sells, what they can sell online, what they can fence easily. And they're coming in with these giant bags. They're just wiping things off the shelves. They're walking in and walking out. And of course, they're saying, to the stores, the companies are saying, don't stop these people. We don't want to have any problems. I should add, just this past week in Pleasanton, it was a neighborhood where I used to live. The Home Depot there had somebody come in and start to wipe the shelves or take some things. The loss prevention specialist there tried to stop the suspect, and the suspect shot him and killed him. And so we're starting to see this take root, not just in the big cities, but also in the usually quiet and, you know, unremarkable towns to the outside, the suburbs.
We go to L.A. The new mayor, Karen Bass, is proposing $1.3 billion for the homeless. To spend how, Jeff?
She wants to take $250 million of that and expand the city's what they call Inside Safe program. So it provides housing in motels and hotels and other buildings as an effort to try to address this homelessness. It really what we're talking about overall with this $1.3 billion, you know, it's a little bit of a dent, but nothing substantial, nothing that's going to make a huge change. We've already seen multi-billion dollar efforts up and down the state. So there's not really a thought that this is going to be something that changes things in a very noticeable way. But what a lot of people are hoping for in L.A., certainly in Bass's administration, is it'll make enough of a dent that they can use the momentum to have other similar programs and eventually build it up into something bigger. But, you know, this is just $1.3 billion of what's going to be a multi-billion dollar effort to try to fix this. And I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going to change anything.
My reading here is that there's going to be conversion of hotels. Didn't they try that in San Francisco? How did it work out, Jeff?
They did try that in San Francisco and L.A., particularly during the pandemic and lockdown, and it didn't really work out very well. It certainly didn't change the population numbers. The population of homeless just continues to go up and up and up in the West Coast. But it also resulted in a lot of property damage, resulted in various other types of crime. And what they also found out is even though housing was given over to these people who were suffering from homelessness, a lot of them didn't want to stay there and live under those rules. And so oftentimes they'd come, they check in, decide this isn't for me. I can't live with these rules, or they have other issues they're dealing with, mental health issues. So they didn't stay very long. It was not considered a very successful program at either city.
The Daily Mail is reporting that homeless people have been told to camp in Beverly Hills. Do we believe this? Is this confirmed?
Well, I don't know who's telling them to camp there, but that's where they've been moving toward, right to the edge of the city there, enough so that it has the people of Beverly Hills very upset. Certainly the west side of L.A. has been growing weary of the growing homeless population in their cities there. And so, you know, what's happened now is you're starting to see some of the crime. You're starting to see people bothered by the homeless people there. Either, you know, they think they're a problem, or they feel the impact of them there. So that is changing rapidly there compared to other cities, but it's still an issue throughout L.A.
And do you see homeless increasing in Orange County in any fashion? Any movement in that direction?
I do. I was in Anaheim, which is, of course, a big city for tourism with Disneyland and some other attractions last week. And I was shocked at the number of homeless that were there now. I probably hadn't been down the major thoroughfare there in about a year. And I'd see them everywhere. Now, it's not as bad as L.A. or San Francisco. But for Anaheim, which always prided itself certainly around the major theme park area there, that it was kept clean. They were everywhere. They were begging. They were running into tourists. So it is a growing problem.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.